The following is a reading from the John S. Randall Peace Page. He was a dark-skinned man with a full beard who was born in what is now Turkey and traveled through the Middle East, most notably Egypt and Palestine. Once in prison, he spoke up and defended the weak, the poor, the helpless, and victims of injustice, especially children. He was born in Patara, a small town on the Mediterranean coast, 280 years after the birth of Christ, during the age of the Roman Empire. According to the Catholic Education Resource Center, his parents died when he was young and left him with a substantial inheritance, which he used for many good works. He would eventually become the bishop of a small town in Asia Minor called Myra, near modern Finike, Turkey, sometime in the 300s. As the periodical Christianity Today cites, though he is one of the most popular saints in the Greek and Latin churches, his existence isn't attested by any historical document. There are, however, many stories about him. One popular story tells of a widower who had three daughters, and according to the Catholic Education Resource Center, he was going to sell them into prostitution since he could not afford to provide the necessary dowries for their marriages. The bishop heard of the plight of the daughters and decided to help. In the dark of the night, he went to their home and he tossed a bag of gold through an open window of the man's house, thereby supplying the money for a proper dowry for the oldest daughter. The next two nights, he did the same. His generosity spared the girls from a sad fate. Another version of the story says that when a window was closed, he actually dropped the bags of gold down the chimney. The Washington Post, Time, NPR, National Geographic, and Christianity Today also tell the same story with a few minor variations. Another story, according to the Catholic Education Resource Center, tells how he intervened to spare three innocent men sentenced to death by a corrupt governor named Eustathius, whom he confronted and moved to do penance. According to the Washington Post, details of his life are more legend than fact, written hundreds of years after his death. And like many legends, they mix the vaguely plausible with the highly improbable. The tales of his generosity, selfless giving, unfaltering love, and justice would continually grow from the Middle East to Russia and Europe. In Europe, the Dutch would tell stories of this generous man. Eventually, those stories reached the young nation of America. In America, the origin of his story has been credited to many individuals, but the most popular story happened after a father purchased a dress turkey to donate to the poor during the holiday season and then returned home to write a poem to his six children. The poem he wrote started, "'Twas the night before Christmas." Clement Clark Moore's poem would become famous, and it would eventually be published with political cartoonist Thomas Nast's portrait. Nast, known for also creating Uncle Sam, pictured a right jolly old elf who had a broad face and a little round belly that shook when he laughed like a bowl full of jelly. This vision from Moore and Nast would become popular, replacing the historical portrait of the original Bishop of Myra, and further versions eventually became even more commercialized, as one critic called it, symbolizing the current culture of materialism and corporate greed. By now, you already know the bishop's name. In Greek, it was Saint Nicholas. In Dutch, Sinterklaas. In America, Santa Claus. St. Nicholas died in the 4th century between the years 345 and 352 on December 6th, and he was buried at his cathedral. That day became St. Nicholas Day, which is still marked annually by many Christians on December 6th. His origin, his real features, and the truth of his story is still debated today. In 1897, an 8-year-old girl named Virginia wrote a letter to the New York Sun asking whether Santa Claus is real. The editor responded, "Yes, Virginia, there is a Santa Claus. He exists as certainly as love and generosity and devotion exist. And you know that they abound and give your life its highest beauty and joy." Alas, how dreary would be the world if there were no Santa Claus. It would be as dreary as if there were no Virginias. There would be no childlike faith then, no poetry, no romance to make tolerable this existence. We should have no enjoyment except in sense and sight. The external light with which childhood fills the world would be extinguished. Nobody sees Santa Claus, but that is no sign that there is no Santa Claus. The most real things in the world are those that neither children nor men can see. Thank God, he lives and he lives forever. National Public Radio told about Professor Adam English of Campbell University in North Carolina, author of The Saint Who Would Be a Santa Claus, The True Life and Trials of Nicholas of Myra, which put St. Nicholas' story and what his story really means in this context. To not only give gifts to our family, those that we love and those that we know, but to reach out beyond our family's walls and to those we don't know and those we don't love, and to include them as well. This was a reading from the John S. Randall Peace page produced at the KTWH Community Radio Studio in Two Harbors, Minnesota, with the permission of John S. Randall. You can find the John S. Randall Peace page on Facebook. Just look for John, J-O-N-S, Randall, R-A-N-D-A-L. I'm Kim Leon, your narrator, and I thank my technical assistant, Dave Leon. This was an entry from December 6th, 2019. Thank you for listening.